Look at him working away in the lunch hour, said Parsons, nudging Winston. Keenness, eh? What's that you've got there, old boy? Something a bit too brainy for me, I expect. Smith, old boy, I tell you why I'm chasing you. It's that sub you forgot to give me. Which sub is that? Said Winston, automatically feeling for money. About a quarter of one's salary had to be earmarked for voluntary subscriptions, which were so numerous that it was difficult to keep track of them. For Hate Week, you know, the house-by-house fund. I'm treasurer for our block. We're making an all-out effort. Going to put on a tremendous show. I tell you, it won't be my fault if old Victory Mansions doesn't have the biggest outfit of flags in the whole street. $2, you promised me. Winston found and handed over two creased and filthy notes, which Parsons entered in a small notebook in the neat handwriting of the illiterate. By the way, old boy, he said, I hear that little beggar of mine let fly at you with his catapult yesterday. I gave him a good dressing down for it. In fact, I told him I'd take the catapult away if he does it again.
I think he was a little upset at not going to the execution, said Winston.
Oh, well, what I mean to say shows the right spirit, doesn't it? Mischievous little beggars they are, both of them, but talk about keenness. All they think about is the spies, and the war, of course. Do you know what that little girl of mine did last Saturday when her troop was on a hike out Berkhamsted way? She got two other girls to go with her, slipped off from the hike, and spent the whole afternoon following a strange man. They kept on his tail for 2 hours right through the woods, and then when they got into Amersham, handed him over to the patrols.
What did they do that for? Said Winston, somewhat taken aback.
Parsons went on triumphantly. My kid made sure he was some kind of enemy agent. Might have been dropped by parachute, for instance. But here's the point, old boy. What do you think put her onto him in the first place? She spotted he was wearing a funny kind of shoes. Said she'd never seen anyone wearing shoes like that before, so the chances were he was a foreigner. Pretty smart for a nipper of seven, eh?
What happened to the man? Said Winston.
Oh, that I couldn't say, of course, but I wouldn't be altogether surprised if...
Parsons made the motion of aiming a rifle and clicked his tongue for the explosion.
Good, said Syme abstractedly, without looking up from his strip of paper.
Of course, we can't afford to take chances, agreed Winston dutifully.
What I mean to say, there's a war on, said Parsons.
As though in confirmation of this, a trumpet call floated from the telescreen just above their heads. However, it was not the proclamation of a military victory this time, but merely an announcement from the Ministry of Plenty.